Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to go for a walk when you're tired, rather than grabbing a sugary snack. The walk is just as energizing, and unlike the other options, has basically zero downside. I think we all know the feeling of that 3 p.m. slump. The slump can hit in the middle of even a near-perfect day. You had an incredibly productive morning and accomplished your top priority for the day. You had a healthy lunch and pleasant interactions with colleagues or family. You participated in an intense meeting or, okay, let's be honest, maybe it was just a boring meeting. Either way, the meeting ended. And suddenly, it's 3 o'clock, and you are ready for a nap. But unless you are a preschooler, taking a nap is probably not in your job description. We can argue that it should be, but many adults aren't going to pause in the middle of a workday for a snooze. When a nap is not an option, the mid-afternoon slump prompts a lot of people to take a different sort of break. They pause their work and head to the kitchen, the break room, or a convenience store and grab a soda or a donut or something like that. And while this may sound surprising to you, there is some wisdom in this. Hear me out here. When you're not making progress because you have no energy, it is smart to change your focus for a bit. Going somewhere and getting a snack generally requires at least some motion and getting away from the desk for a minute. This can nudge you from your stupor. But the problem is that a lot of our common food and drink pick-me-ups have some undesirable side effects. Caffeinated beverages perk us up temporarily, but caffeine after 3 p.m. or so can lead to trouble sleeping at night, which then means we're more likely to feel low energy the next day, too. Sugary snacks spike energy for a little bit and then lead to a crash later on. Plus, many of us would like to eat more healthfully in general. So in the afternoon, when you are feeling tired, instead of going for caffeine or sugar, go for a walk. Even a 10-minute walk outside in the crisp air will leave you feeling energized, probably more so than a candy bar will. And the walk won't take any more time than hitting the vending machine. If you can't make it outside because of the weather, childcare responsibilities, or office norms, a fast walk around your home or workplace or climbing up and down the stairs can also offer an immediate energy boost, with no undesirable side effects. Indeed, unlike caffeine, physical activity can help with regulating sleep over time. So the next time you have the 3 p.m. slump, try going for a walk instead of reaching for a soda or a donut or the like. If you do, I'd love to hear how it goes. I also love to hear other tips for managing your energy through the day. You can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.